Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Testimony continues today in the Boston trial of two men accused of shooting five people in Mattapan in September 2010. Four of the victims died, including a two-year-old boy. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports that jurors yesterday heard from the one person who survived what's now become known as the Mattapan Massacre.
Marcus Hurt never called anyone by name. In the court, he described going to a house on Sutton Street, Mattapan, to buy marijuana. That's when he became a victim of an alleged drug robbery turned violent. Under direct examination by Assistant District Attorney Edmund Zabin, Hurt described how he and four other people in that house were marched into the street by two armed gunmen. He said he never saw their faces. The one closest to him was armed with a machine gun.
The gunman ordered me to lay in the bushes.
What happened next?
He shot me in the back of the head.
Hurt said a few seconds later he heard other shots, multiple shots nearby. He said he decided to play dead so he would not be shot again. Then, after a while,
I heard a car engine revving. Then I heard, doors shutting.
That gunshot to the back of Hurd's head has left him paralyzed from the neck down. He was testifying from a motorized wheelchair by the banister in front of the jury box. His speech became more labored during the proceedings. Defense attorneys pointed out inconsistencies in Hurt's testimony, parts of which differed from answers given earlier to police and to a grand jury. Hurt acknowledged that, but dismissed some differences, saying he was, quote, delusional during the earlier interrogations because of the gunshot wound. Under cross-examination by John Amaboli, attorney for defendant Dwayne Moore, Hurt admitted that he'd been convicted of gun and drug-related crimes. He talked of living by a code of the street, giving respect to certain dudes on the street.
What did you mean when you say you live by the code, die by the code? What did you mean by that?
Jackson.
Give my answer.
Being in the streets, regardless of what happens to you, you're supposed to take it. For instance, being out at 1 o'clock at night, just buying a bag of weed.
Yeah. And when you said that thing about having some respect for some dude, were you talking about the guy with the bald head?
Yeah.
The guy with the bald head was an apparent reference to another key witness in this trial, Kamani Washington, who testified for the prosecution as part of a plea deal. Kamani Washington testified that he had gone to the Sutton Street house that night with the two men who are facing first-degree murder and other charges, his cousin, Edward Washington, and Dwayne Moore. The plan, Kamani Washington said, was to rob the house of drugs and cash. Marcus Hurd testified yesterday that he did not see Kamani Washington at the time of the shootings. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.